It's Zach. It's the Best Advice Show. And today, I have a cold. Sorry.
My name is Andy Enninger, and I am an improviser, a writer, a facilitator of applied improvisation, and a dog dad.
Is there a principle that you could share? Something that, for those of us who maybe have never taken an improv class, but something we might just try in our everyday life, taken from improv?
The improv philosophy that is serving me the most right now is this sense of following the follower, this sense of looking up and looking out and seeing what somebody else is doing, whether that's the audience, whether that's the person that you're performing with, or the musician that you're improvising with, and following where they're going. And the magic of then they start to follow you and you follow them and they're following you and you're like, who's actually leading? And it's almost like, have you ever seen a murmuration of birds when they're flying around? You're like, which one's leading? They're all kind of leading. They're all following each other. There's this magical sense that when everyone is attuned to other people, you can go in this direction together, even if that direction changes and changes again.
Yeah. So I'm just thinking about like concretizing this. I'm at work, or I'm in a Zoom now, right, with a dozen of my colleagues. How do I look to follow the follower in a context like that?
I think that it is really powerful for the person who might be leading the meeting to notice, oh, I think people are kind of shutting down. Let me follow what's going on there by maybe asking, or maybe it's time for me to actually be quiet and see if someone steps up. And I think that that's one of the hardest things for someone who's a real driving personality, who's leading a meeting, is to shut up and leave a space and let someone step in and speak. And I think it's not intuitive for leaders to surrender.
Right. Is there like a check-in that people who are kind of natural leaders, like something that they can do just to like catch themselves leading and not following the follower?
I think for a leader to take on this sense of following the follower, probably the best thing that they can do is ask themselves, what does this person need? Often we're trying to apply our perspective and view of the world to everyone else. It's like, oh, here's what you need to do. Rather than finding out and listening to understand what another person actually needs, asking those open-ended questions. And I think that it goes counter to how many leaders think about themselves. Like, oh, I have to be smart. I have to have the right advice. I have to know what to do. And there's so many situations where we simply can't know what's right for this person to do in the moment. We may have the goal or the vision in mind where we want the scene or the job, the project to head. But what this person needs in the moment can probably only come from that person. It's not going to come from us. And that, I think that's what a leader is surrendering.
I did this interview with Andy months ago, but I've been thinking about this idea of following the follower ever since. I think it's really interesting and powerful. If you have some advice for me, I would love to hear it. Give me a call on the hotline at 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST. Thanks, I'll talk to you soon.